Hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Fall is upon us. Keep your family active this season at the YMCA of Greater Montgomery. It's time for some hoops. Youth basketball registration is on now through November 24th. Youth basketball combines team play and individual skills. There's no tryouts, no getting cut, and no bench warmers. Every child plays at least half of every game. It's open to all youth 4 to 15 years old. Sign up today at your local YMCA, the East Y on Pelzer Avenue, Cleveland Avenue, the Midtown Y on Carter Hill Road, the Downtown YMCA Wetumpka, the Wilson Y near Park Crossing, Camp Grandview in Millbrook, the Greenville Y, the Kershaw YMCA, and the Bell Road YMCA. Help your young ones gain confidence, learn sportsmanship and team skills. Only $70 for members, $140 for non-members. Visit one of the YMCA of Greater Montgomery locations or on the web at ymcamontgomery.org.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldot Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, in this station.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying another great weekend of fall weather. Another chilly night tonight with the overnight low temperature down to about 38 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow should be a beautiful fall day with a high temperature recovering in the afternoon to the upper 60s. On Veterans Day, nice and comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. We should be dry during the day, but some patchy rain comes in for Monday night, ending early Tuesday, and then that Arctic air floods in. Coldest air of the season, drastically colder for Tuesday and Wednesday will be in the 20s by Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might implicate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again time for the new and improved Clearing the Air. I am your host, your humble, intrepid host, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. In other words, delusions of parasitosis is what they refer to it as, but it's not. But anyway, welcome to the program. Tonight in the Blue Water Studio with yours truly are two people who are largely responsible for my even being here, the incomparable postman and your newly designated backup post, Jason Johnson. Now, if you like me being on the air, these are the two men to whom you owe a debt of gratitude. However, if my being on the air gives you, according to Maurice, the heebie-jeebie-jeebies, then these are the two men you need to blame. Just wanted to let you know that. But I want to thank both of you for being here and making this show what it is, because it ain't me, y'all. We all know that. Welcome. Postman, welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
Good to
be here.
Let's go back to our usual stick. Say hello to the people, Jason.
Hello to the people, Jason.
Thank you. Hey, Postman, it's good to be here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is good to be
Most
here.
Most definitely.
All right, folks, here's the part you really need to remember above everything else. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program, because you need to do your own investigating, come to your own conclusions about what's happening in this crazy world that we inhabit. Now, remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain for yourself. Now, before we go any further, I want to tell you about something that's going to happen Tuesday morning at Dr. King's old Dexter Avenue Church. A group of Christians and several ministers among them will be meeting with our mayor-elect and his family, who are Christians, to pray for them and pray over them as he begins his leadership role in our community. I think it's a really good deal. If you can attend, please do so. And there's a group, there's a movement that's grown out of this that's called One Montgomery. That's where Christians are praying for our mayor and other elected officials within our city. All of this is because of Faith Radio, 89.1. We owe them a huge debt of gratitude. Really good people over there. Now, I have a friend who's been an addict for a very long time. Now, I've known this guy since he was a young teenage motocrosser, actually one of the fastest, best riders I've ever seen. Recreational drug use turned into a habit that he was never able to shake. One of his biggest issues, believe it or not, is an overcaring parent. I see this so many times, a parent who feels like they're trying to do what's best for their kid, but all they're really doing is facilitating their addiction. There's such a thing as tough love, and more parents need to practice it. Now, I know it's hard, but if you truly want that person to live a meaningful, non-doped-up life, you have to practice tough love. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, get in the Yellow Pages and look up Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N. It's a support group for people whose significant others are addicts. They can tell you exactly what you need to do. And it works. Lynn's gone to it. Back when I was doing my thing, Al-Anon, she went to Al-Anon, and what she did got me back on track. I mean, I owe her my life, and I love her dearly. One of the biggest problems with people that I know who are addicts, such as myself, is stubbornness. You see, you have to be able to humble yourselves in order to find God. It isn't all about you. Now, trust me on this. It is not all about you. It's not all about me. The best thing an addict who's stuck in self-pity mode can do is to get out of himself and do something for someone else. A random act of kindness. Do something for someone you don't even know. That gets you out of yourself and in the proper mode to receive the Holy Spirit and what He brings to your life. I felt really moved to share that with you tonight. It's very important. If you do have a significant other, or if you have a child that's addicted, you need to get in touch with Al-Anon. It's so, so very important, folks. Well, so much is going on right now. Drudge now is, I don't know whether you know this or not, there's this big thing about Drudge now has gone completely off the rails, but very anti-Trump. It shouldn't be a big surprise. If you've been listening to this show, I've been telling you from day one, Trump is pure Mossad. Now, when you counter that with the fact that, like I told you, Mossad had Epstein's Lolita Express, or the island, rather, Mossad has that island wired for sound and video. So it makes perfect sense to me that Matt Drudge is now anti-Trump, because Trump, if he's left unchecked, he will get to the bottom of this pedophile network, and it reaches so far beyond. You have no idea how many people are involved in this, high-ranking people, and it goes straight back to the crown in England. They've been doing this for centuries, folks.
Well, it goes beyond that, too, Terry.
Where do you think it goes?
It goes straight up into heaven.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Not the heaven Wild Creed, I believe, but the heaven in our solar system.
Yeah, I believe that.
They actually pull females off of this planet, guys and girls, and take them to the Mars colony and Ceres colony for prostitution.
Wouldn't surprise me, and that's probably where the little girl from Birmingham they never could find. That's probably where she is. I hope to God not, but it probably is.
Well, you mean the one from Auburn, right?
No. The one that years ago that went down somewhere to Mexico with a guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she could
folks,
very well be.
If you're a teenager or you're young and you're listening to me, don't ever get in a car with someone you don't know. Don't. Just don't do it. It's too crazy right now. You just can't do that. Well, let's go ahead and hit this opening break. We got a lot to get into tonight. So if you'll hold your calls till we get to, I don't know, the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go from there. But this is Clearing the Air. And thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours every Saturday night for four, count them, 4 hours, folks. We'll be here till 10. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. You go to right I-65, take the North Boulevard exit, then take that first exit, that's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times, follow it to the end of the road. You'll find us sitting down here on the river. We're a family restaurant. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We fry it, we steam it, and we grill it. Y'all, we got some good old some shrimp from Argentina, kind of tastes like a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp out of the steamer. Got a good old ribeye, some amberjack, snapper, grouper on the grill. So I know you're getting hungry. We'll fix you something good to eat. Let's talk about good times on the river, because Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll bring you another incredible blues show. This week out of Memphis, the Ghost Town Blues Band is back for a second engagement. We loved them the first time. Man, some fine instruments, some fine players, and good music. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu and a music menu, and you can see what's going on, so you can get down here soon and come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Do you listeners realize what is happening? Do you understand the implications of what's happening right now as you listen to this broadcast? And no, I'm not talking about a damn football game. In California, the United Nations, which is another misnomer along the same lines as both the Patriot and Affordable Care Acts, is attacking California with direct energy weapons or some type of incendiary devices in order to restart the quote, wildfires. There's nothing wild about these fires. They're purposely set and purposely used by the mainstream media, the totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media, so they can blame it on, here we go, climate change. When you see trees of images standing, seemingly untouched by the flames, but brick houses and steel automobiles burned into blackened hulks, something ain't right. Use your common sense, folks. This is not possible. Technology is at use here that few know anything about, because they purposely keep this hidden from us so it can be used in situations exactly like this. Now, here we have another purpose for the aerosol spraying, which we call chemtrails, and that is to saturate the plant life in trees with aluminum. Aluminum has long been used as an accelerant in explosives, in artillery shells. Aluminum increases the oxygen in the fire and it makes it burn hotter than it normally would. This is why the fires are so hard to put out. Well, the question is, why are they doing this to California? Well, the answer is UN's Agenda 2030. What is Agenda 2030? Well, the title tells us that they want this to be enacted and totally up to speed by the year 2030. Or another way to put it would be they want the takeover to be complete by 2030. Now, what is the 2030 agenda? We've all heard of Agenda 21, but the 2030 isn't quite so familiar. Well, Agenda 2030 emphasizes gender and racial equality, eradication of poverty, and the total abolition of violence and hate. Now, that sounds great, doesn't it? Well, look at who's doing it and look at how they're purportedly accomplishing these goals. Agenda 2030 lays out the future world, and it's based entirely on these goals, and that the only way to achieve these things is through sustainable development and control of the climate change. Oh, by the way, the planet will also be totally poverty-free by 2030 as well. Yeah, right. All this first came about in January of 2016. Its full title is Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. When you hear the word sustainable, that should throw a huge red flag up. The areas covered by this are people, planet, prosperity, peace, and partnership. All the P's. There are 17 goals and 169 targets of this agenda. They seek to build on the Millennium Development Goals and complete those that were not achieved. Now, this declaration was agreed upon at the UN meeting in New York, and it has 53 points. I'm just going to touch on a couple of them. Point 2 sets the tone. Quote, on behalf of the peoples we serve, we have adopted an historic decision on a comprehensive, far-reaching, and people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets. We commit ourselves to working tirelessly for the full implementation of this agenda by 2030. Well, points 5, 18, and 28, particularly point 29, are very interesting. Now, in theory, it's wonderful. Rainbows and unicorns for everyone. It's repetitive in the extreme, constantly pointing out the sanctity of sovereign nations and saying that these issues apply to every single person on the planet. So how does the Agenda 2030 agenda morph into the arrival of a one-world government? Simple. It is entirely impossible to achieve what they've laid out without a one-world government. The new world order we've heard so much about over the past few years, that's what we're talking about, folks. This is what they're stating will be achieved by 2030, with all the countries somehow miraculously retaining their own culture, resources, and economies. Yeah, right. They're telling us they're going to successfully complete total eradication of hunger, total eradication of race inequality, of poverty, of gender inequality. What does that mean, gender inequality? Total eradication of war across the planet, total eradication of malaria and other mosquito-borne diseases, total eradication of TB. They're going to have a set standard for education for every child on the planet, clean water and sanitation, a decent job for every worker on the planet, sustainable economic growth in every country on the planet, sustainable agriculture, sustainable livestock production. Now, if you think about what I'm telling you, every one of these things goes against the Green New Deal. Agriculture? Well, according to the Green New Deal, we won't have cows because the bovine flatulence is destroying the ozone, remember? And another thing, remember me telling you, I guess it was last year, that everything that comes out of their mouth, you need to flip it around to find out what they really mean? Everything I'm reading you is complete opposite of what they're working towards. Every one of them. A reduction in floods and droughts. They're the ones that are the cause of the floods and droughts because they control the weather. This is just unbelievable. There are barely a half dozen countries on the planet that can engage in conversation without some disagreement, and they honestly expect us to believe that there will be enough international cooperation while retaining national sovereignty to achieve even one goal on this list? So they're telling us that the Islamic State will now be our friends, that India is going to allow Pakistan to have some of its water, that North and South Korea are going to suddenly kiss and make up, that Iran's going to stop making nukes, that Israel and Palestine will finally shake hands and sort out their differences? Hey, right. Achieving any of the goals on that list is impossible unless one single government calls the shots and enforces conditions whereby the goals become achievable. What that means is the removal of sovereign status for individual nations. That's their goal. It means one giant money pot made up of cash from every nation that has cash to finance these initiatives. This, dear listener, is the same system written about in Holy Scripture, the very same system that controls everything that's bought or sold. It's called the beast system, and it's called the beast for a reason. They have been preparing us and preparing this country for decades. I don't know if you know who Barbara Peterson is. She's been at the forefront of the fight against all things evil being done to us for as long as I can remember. It was through her Farm Wars website that I learned that Land O'Lakes organic products like butter is no longer organic because they sold out to a larger corporation. Her work has been inspiring to me, and what she's shown those willing to see is very important in figuring out who lies at the end of the vast network of tentacles which originate at the UN and the off-planet beings I call Satan and demons, which control the evil global control network. Here's something Barbara wrote that gives us a small inkling of how they prepared California for the flaming torment that they're now enduring. And I quote, "When I lived in a beautiful wooded area near Georgetown, California, I made friends with a local founding family who harvested trees, performed tractor work, and were the all-around people to go to for basics in that area. Their names were Cal and Deed. Yes, that was their real names. They knew their business. They took care of the forest. Then along came the spotted owl. Then they were told they no longer could harvest timber, that which was their main livelihood, and we talked about that. In 1990, the owl was placed on the endangered species list. That meant that due to the forest being their habitat, you couldn't touch any of the trees, none of them. Now, the interesting part is Cal and Deed have lived there all their lives, and they were no spring chickens, but never once had they even seen a spotted owl. Not once, ever, in all their lives. And so the timber stood, and when it fell, a permit was needed to harvest the dead wood, and so most of it just laid there piling up. And do you know what that pileup is called now? It's called fuel for the rampant wildfires that are ravaging California. This problem was created by government regulation of a problem that did not exist. The protection of an owl that wasn't there. Now are you beginning to see how they prepared California for this? The thing is, only the government could do this. No private corporation, no individual, no company could stop the harvesting of trees for a non-existent owl. Only the all-powerful government could do it. And they did it. Now, AOC and her ability to draw people to her, much like our previous POTUS, or POS, let me abbreviate POTUS, POS, Bill Clinton, was placed into power in order to present it to sell it to America. And she, as only she can, explains how it will mean the end of gasoline-powered automobiles, the end of airliners, the end of cows, you know, because of the aforementioned bovine flatulence, you see. All of this is all done by the United Nations, which is evil, in my opinion. The UN is evil. We need to get out of the UN. Their gig is to destroy the sanctity and destroy the sovereignty of every country on this planet. It's all biblical, folks. It's prophetic. It's going to happen. We can't stop it, but we can sure slow it down. If you got kids and grandkids and you want them to live in a somewhat free state, a state of being, I should say, then you need to get engaged. We've all got to get engaged and do what we can to slow this thing down, folks. All right, that's my rant, guys. Take it away. Who wants to talk?
Well, I was saying something about the California wildfires and a map of where the fires are versus...
Have you seen the videos of the spark things setting it?
No. Well, there's been a lot of videos that I've wanted to watch. Just haven't had time.
There's some out there that show the initial firing off of something.
Right. But I have noticed it is in line with what their high-speed railway system is that they're wanting to put up.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So I guess a good way to...
To lower the value of the property when they go to take it from the owners is to incinerate it.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to get people to move if their house is burned down.
Exactly. Well said.
Especially if their house is burned down and nothing around it does.
Isn't that weird?
I'm sure that makes them think, I better go ahead and take that offer.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Good point.
Before it happens to me.
Exactly, and it will.
Yeah.
In April of 1868, a long time ago, a delegation of Chinese officials visited the United States of America. Among them was a Manchu Mandarin named Zigong, who was one of the first Chinese travelogues who described a visit to America to the West. Now, he wrote just reams of paper on American shipbuilding, our steel mills, even our microscopes, our printing presses. But he also had insight about the resilience of American values that his successors in Beijing understand today. In America, he noted, and listen to this, the love of God is less real than the love of profit.
Wow.
Yeah, this was in 1868. I don't know if you guys have realized this or not, but China is well on its way to try to take over this country. It's scary to think about.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, they
own so much.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember the former Lehman Brothers?
Yeah.
That football field size vault, some of the that's under the ground.
Yeah.
They own that piece of real estate.
Of course they do. Yeah. It's unreal, you know. Amazing, and never underestimate people's willingness to delude themselves. And guys, we talk about it every week, and this is what's just absolutely killing me, is people want to sit back and think America can't fall. There's no way they can take over this country. We're too big, too powerful, yet it's happening right before us, and nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody even wants to listen to it. I don't understand that. I don't understand that, yeah. And it's killing me.
Well, I mean, it's being done under the table, on the cover, and they're coming out a lot more and being a lot more bold, you know, with agendas and you know, pretty much, you know, letting people know what the circumstances is.
Uh-huh.
But
people still don't want to know.
But still, yeah, they still don't want to know, and most of them. Most of them don't even notice. Most of them don't even care. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised at talking to people that are totally oblivious to what's going on, just even politically.
I know.
They I'm like, don't you understand that what goes on in the Senate and Congress and in the presidency has an effect on just about every aspect of your life?
They don't care.
And they do not care. They're like, well, I don't care. It's not going to affect me. Yes, it does. It affects you. You know, you're complaining that your taxes are too high, but you don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. You know, worldliness is what any particular culture does to make sin look normal and righteousness look strange. David Wells said that, and I think he nailed it. Because this whole New World Order thing is just... I've been hearing about it all my life, and I never thought I would see it in my time, and it looks like I'm going to. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's so weird because we're like teetering on something big that that could potentially change everything. You could see the demons coming out and people that would oppose what is righteous.
Yes.
And like with this Epstein thing, if it was to all the evidence come out and those that were involved or prosecuted, it would wipe out the Senate, the Congress.
80% of our government's what I'm hearing.
Judges and just so many, and police and FBI, CIA, all these that would go down with this.
But Jason, if that's what it takes to cleanse this country, then that's what we need to do.
That's what we would do. And I'm guessing that they're dragging it out, thinking that if this was to happen, that it would leave a vacuum, power vacuum, that would be filled by the wrong people.
Or else another entity would take advantage of this situation and invade us at a time when we were very indecisive.
But I would imagine that if we were to do what's right, God would fill that void.
Absolutely, he would.
With the right people.
All right, let's hit this break. Folks, we'll be right back. It's a 5-minute break. This is Clearing the Air.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Peaceful
team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of Prompt and Personal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying another great weekend of fall weather. Another chilly night tonight with the overnight low temperature down to about 38 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow should be a beautiful fall day with a high temperature recovering in the afternoon to the upper 60s. On Veterans Day, nice and comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. We should be dry during the day, but some patchy rain comes in for Monday night, ending early Tuesday, and then that Arctic air floods in. Coldest air of the season, drastically colder for Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be in the 20s by Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Cars and the late great Rick Ocasek, or Octasek was his real name, but anyway. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but things have changed. It used to be that companies, American companies especially, used to build things the best way they knew how, utilizing the best technology, the best components, and we built the best stuff available. The companies didn't just employ Americans, they provided careers to hardworking Americans so they could feed their ever-growing families. There was no threat from foreign manufacturers because our of, by, and for the people government placed tariffs on any foreign good that competed with American-made products. Well, that apparently worked so well we quit doing it. And let me tell you why, the reason they quit doing it. They quit doing that because of their new world order. They want to equalize everything across the world. And what that means for me and you is our American standard of living has been under attack now for at least 50 years, if not longer. And they're not going to be satisfied until they completely undo what this country has managed to do over the past 200 and some odd years. I hope everyone listening to me realizes that. The latest mechanism they're using is the climate hoax. And what they're wanting to do is to pursue a planetary depopulation agenda to eliminate billions of humans from this planet. Now, this assertion has been mocked by the CIA-run fake and totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media as a conspiracy theory, even as those same media outlets fabricate their own baseless conspiracies about Russia, Trump, and the 2016 election. Today, the media is once again eating crow as a new scientific paper reportedly signed by 11,000 scientists demand that the world's government take action to eliminate billions of humans from our planet. They're calling it democide. That's a term describing mass genocide that's carried out by governments, by the way. In the last century or so, governments of the world have already mass murdered over 262 million people. But apparently that's not nearly enough, according to the genocidal climate scientists. This paper, published in the Bioscience magazine, is entitled World Scientists Warning of a Climate Emergency. This is unbelievable. We have to make sure the human populations plummet, is what they're saying. Because, see, to them, humans are bad because we eat meat and engage in transportation. I'm being serious. This is part of their argument. This is unbelievable, folks.
If they really believed what they're saying, then why don't they offer themselves up
Amen.
For depopulation
Amen.
Instead of volunteering us for it?
Exactly. Oh, but no. Because that's not what they're going to do.
No. The ones that are advocating for it would never volunteer themselves for depopulation.
Because they want to be in control of who's
or
left.
Their family. But they'll definitely do yours.
Uh-huh. You better believe it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. It's insane.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They've already showed us this in Hollywood. You know, it's plain and simple. I mean, the Hunger Games are coming for real. I mean,
I've never seen that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're already preparing for epidemic after epidemic after epidemic, mm-hmm. And of course, pushing these vaccines that Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, and all them are quite big advocates for vaccinations.
Yeah.
And there's some others too that have come to the field, but they're expecting epidemics, maybe because they may be causing epidemics.
You better believe they are.
Yeah, I would suggest that everybody look into alternative antibiotics and things like that, like silver. Colloidal silver is a really good antibiotic that can kill not just bacteria, but viral infections, and it can kill yeast, things like that. Carl Schmidt was doing a show this morning about it. I hate that I missed it. I'm going to have to go catch it on podcast if I can. But colloidal silver is really good for getting rid of sicknesses, healing wounds. It basically takes, you know, the pressure off of your own immune system and does some of the work for it.
Yes, that's true. I've heard that too. I've tried the Nutrisilver. It doesn't work for more gallons. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah. Colloidal silver is expensive, but man, you know, if you can just do a couple tablespoons a day, it will take a load off of your immune system so that when something does attack your immune system, it can fight it. It's not overexerted already.
You know, it's kind of scary. You know, you're putting those nanoparticles, you know, in your system, but the nano type
uh-huh.
is a little better.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the kind I use.
Oh, yeah. I use, what is it, Silver Biotics?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the good stuff.
Uh-huh. It is. And it's expensive, for sure.
Well,
it is expensive, yes.
The reason nano's better is because it's designed at the molecule level, and they're all made in a certain shape where they interconnect.
Yes.
Where there's no empty space between them, so it's more concentrated. I actually found a paper online a couple of years ago where they talked about the new nano aluminum is so much more, I mean, it's exponentially more efficient than regular micro aluminum when it comes to explosions and stuff like that, because it's 100% aluminum. There's no gaps. There's no spaces.
Yeah.
It makes sense when you think about it.
And that that nano server stays in your system until it finds a something to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. It also can break the blood-brain barrier, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and I got to tell you, I think this stuff, well, I'm pretty sure it's gotten through, because I can pull out just one of the hairs off the top of my head, and at the end of it is, it's got the little white sheath, and it's got the little black bulb on the end of it, all my hair now.
Yeah.
Which is why I keep my hair cut short as I can, usually.
Yes. You can make your own colloidal silver, too, but I would not recommend it. Most of the methods involve acidic ways of dissolving the silver into it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about that is if you do too much of it, it can turn you blue permanently.
You know, I had a listener bring me several jars that he of stuff he had made, and it had a weird tint to it. But every morning when I would get up, the first thing I would drink was I would just chug. It's much, usually about a half a jar. And I got to tell you, it made me feel better after a while. And I didn't turn blue, but it made me feel better.
Yeah, it does a lot. It does a lot for you. Now, the acidic stuff, of course, it can help. It aids in causing inflammation because of the acidity. So you want to get something that's more alkaline, like the silver bottocks or something like that.
But, gotcha. Don't want all that inflammation.
Yeah, I wish there were a cheap way to do it, because it's something that every household needs to have if there was ever an epidemic.
Right.
Instead of getting the flu shots or whatever vaccines that they come up with.
Oh, sure.
Your body can fight it much better. And antibiotics, they become ineffective against all these things.
Yes, and they're part of our problem right now.
And then when you take antibiotics, you're going to have to take probiotics, or your immune system's going to continue to get worse. And yeast is one of the big things that happens whenever you take antibiotics. You know, yeast grows rampant in your body.
Yeah, I think you get a full... I think it's 20 ounces, and it costs like $40. So.
Of what? Colloidal silver?
The nano silver.
Yeah. It's amazing. Nano is, I honestly believe that nano has been weaponized, and that's one of the biggest things attacking us and ravaging so many people right now. And it's a beautiful weapon, because you can't see it. You know, it's the best weapon there is, one you can't see.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you have an electron microscope, which few of us can afford one. Because you can't see it. You know, what is a billion of them on the head of a pin or something? Or a billionth of a meter? Is that what a nano is? I think that's right. A billionth of a meter? I mean, you can't see it with the naked eye. Or the clothed eye, either one. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody thought that was funny. We're going to take a break real quick. It's a short one, and we'll be back in like 3 clothed eye minutes. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clear and There. Thank you, Rooster, for the call. And yes, I do want some more of that, if you can get it. I got an email from someone from Connecticut. I want to read this email to you. Hi, I read your messages with interest. I always like hearing how other people investigate and document these entities or beings. As she's talking about my YouTube videos of these things I see in the trees, I started my journey doing this because I had a close encounter with these beings starting in January 2017 in the forests of central Connecticut. I was actually taking photos of new Bigfoot structures around 5 p.m. or so in a remote ravine that I love to research, and I was making my way out of the ravine and onto a trail used by deer to get to the main part of the forest. From there, I'm about a mile or so away from the road that I take leading back into my town. Well, that evening, the forest suddenly went totally silent, and oddly, the sunlight even seemed to dim and quit filtering through the tree canopy. I quietly began creeping along, and as I looked behind me, I saw multiple large dark shadows among the trees. I'm not certain what they were. I don't know if they were Bigfoot or not, but their eyes glowed completely white. A grayish mist began to form, twirl, and creep along the trail. I began to see other shapes. One looked like a male with longer black hair and a beard. The other looked like some sort of animal, but huge, with a head like a lion. I also saw other odd, quirky things that I have no idea how to describe, except to say they seemed to be liquid-like, shape-shifting, I guess you would say. Their form was not stable. They were on the trees. I watched all these things for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe longer, because honestly, I was frozen, just stunned. I felt both intrigued and almost faint with fear. Then I suddenly heard a voice inside of me tell me to run. I felt I was in danger, and I bolted out of there like an Olympic sprinter. As I jogged back home, I was cursing myself for not getting video or at least some pictures. I took only one quick one. Anyway, I went home and I felt dazed. I actually had nightmares for several weeks. I admit that I did not go back to that area of the forest until 3 months later. I felt like I had encountered beings that were not Bigfoot, but I also felt a certain amount of danger. Well, fast forward to November 2019, and now I have been documenting, like you, these beings or entities for several years along with my Bigfoot structures. My goal when I started this was to research, document, and carry out experiments in 4 different locations to prove that Bigfoot was living within the forests of Connecticut. I was just so pleased and actually thrilled that I had no encounters with huge strangeness in my research areas. I was determined to prove that Bigfoot was a flesh and blood forest creature. I was determined to keep meticulous notes in journals, photos, and videos to be used in a future book. I set my goal to be finished in December of 2019 because I began back in 2013, and I decided on 7 years of documentation and study. Well, like I said, these entities or beings totally blew my neat little timeline out of the water. I honestly contemplated leaving out these highly strange encounters, and I went through a period of frustration that these things had basically hijacked my research areas from my grasp. I decided that true research requires documenting everything, no matter how strange or unbelievable, and I've tried to manage both my fear and curiosity. I go through peaks and valleys. Sometimes I feel safe and I can be happy taking videos or photos and looking around in my four areas. But other times I get extremely uncomfortable, shaky, and feel more fear than usual. I will move out of my remote areas then and just try to visit areas of the forest with more foot traffic. Sometimes I've even avoided those four areas after an encounter with these entities, up to two or three weeks or so. I now use my new iPhone 10 to video and shoot photos. It has so many features built in, but I used to have my Canon camera with me, at one point a GoPro, a Canon video camera too, and don't laugh, a Kindle Fire, so that I could shoot videos and photos with it. But I had to streamline. I discovered that the new, at that point in 2018, iPhone 10 could do to a great job. So I used that. But also, I do not feel as comfortable lately turning my back on these odd creatures and filming in the round. You know, as in filming forward and letting the GoPro pick up what they're doing when I turn my back. I've noticed that they're inching closer and closer bit by bit, and that has rather unnerved me to an extent. I wonder what their true intentions are, and why are there so many of these things? I also wonder if they are actually Bigfoot. I ask myself whether it's possible Bigfoot is more multidimensional. Yes, I believe he is. I know I've gone long in this first email. Sorry, the subject fascinates me. I'm not going to tell you what this person did for a living. No, that's all I'm going to read you with this. There's a lot more to it, but I don't have her permission, so I'm not going to tell you anything else. But I found that fascinating, and yes, I believe they are shapeshifters. So if they can shapeshift, is that, could they not turn into a Bigfoot? Postman, in your research, what is a Bigfoot?
A Bigfoot is it's sort of like a hybrid being.
Is that an experiment by aliens, or what is
it? Well, no, they've got their own frontier in the galaxy.
Well, is it Cro-Magnon and Combinus?
No,
what is
no,
it?
No, they're not. They're a separate species. They're a separate species, and you know, since Earth is the smorgasbord of the galaxy,
right,
as far as races are concerned,
an ascension
so,
machine.
Yeah, they're here too, and they hail from a whole another constellation. I think I mentioned it one time on the program.
I think so too.
We were talking about what's the guy name on Star Wars? The Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, where he was from. Yeah. Because he's actually a sentient dog-like
being.
He
does kind of look like a Bigfoot, doesn't he?
Yeah. Chewing tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's a whole different species. And wow. As far as my research is taking me with them, they're not from here. But yet, Earth will support them.
Yeah. I know they stink.
And as far as the the beings that you're talking about, those were, according to her, they were seemingly malevolent. Those are some malevolent etherians.
Oh, from the ether, living in the ether.
Right.
Gotcha.
And some of them, most of them, well, actually, there's a race of djinn that's like that, too.
Those things scare me.
So they're demonic. I mean, think about it. Think about that little show, I Dream of Jeannie. What did she do? She came out in gaseous form, and then she materialized.
Blowing
in 3D.
My mind again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Gosh, the movie Will Smith just played in this year. Same thing.
The gaseous same thing. Beings.
Yeah.
Wow, there was even a Star Trek episode where this gaseous being that had killed some crewmen at Kirk had this vendetta to go after. That was like a gas.
Right, and that was yes. Those are our iconic beings.
Yeah,
and
I see a lot of it in a sci-fi TV series. Just besides what you were talking about, dozens of others with gaseous beings that come out. And
yeah, but there was also an episode of Star Trek where when Zefram Cochran built his other experimental vessel after he built the Phoenix and launched it. That was the first successful warp drive vehicle, and he actually got lost and went in a whole other solar system.
Hello?
And there is a benevolent female gendered gaseous being that protected him all those years, stopped his aging process, and everything.
Wow!
And she ended up getting a body from the Federation, that female Federation ambassador that was with them.
Wow.
Because she was dying.
We're going to go on air. We're going to go on. break here in a few minutes.
Yeah. So, believe it or not, the TOS version of Star Trek, I mean, they, they've shown us so many things that are actually turn out to be real.
Yeah. 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 I think they have to, you know. They have to, because of free will. They have to show us where we're headed. But they call it, you know, Satan calls it entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Like the United Nations. The United Nations, just as sure as I'm talking to y'all tonight, the United Nations is going to morph into the United Federation of Planets. I kid you not. It's going to morph into it. It sounds crazy. It sounds off the wall.
So you think this world's going to be the headquarters?
It is.
Of the United Space Federation?
It is, because...
Why? Because we're the newcomers.
Yeah, because this is Earth is going to be a galactic hub at some point in time when our prime creator comes to live here. Mm. There is a billion miles beyond Pluto. You probably never heard this on the show.
No, can't say as I have.
All right, a billion miles beyond Pluto. There is one of the largest space stations that that any living man has ever seen. And the reason why they got it out there, because it's so big. That space station is so big, it has to service planet-sized vessels coming in to the Sol system for trade.
Wow.
Yes. I
never heard that.
It's the truth.
Wow. Okay. So they're gonna set up the headquarters here on this planet.
Right. And when it all said and done, when it all switches over, that space station will most likely migrate in the vicinity of Earth.
Wow.
And we'll be able to see it. It'll be like another planet.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. Huh. Well, I keep hearing that, you know, they're trying to get a new budget done, that they're going to have to kill the secret space program unless they can get some kind of budget done. And I'm thinking,
no,
you ain't going to kill something long as it's been going.
Something's been up and going. They probably stopped talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't trust any of them.
Just like
None
that.
Of us should.
Just like that. I don't know how many megajoules that particle beam is that they're shooting California's the terrain with, but that's a weapon that Martin Marietta patented. I think it was back in the probably late 70s, early 80s, and that is a fully operational battle station, as the Emperor said on Star Wars, didn't he?
Wow,
he said, "Now witness a fully operational battle station."
Hey, you do that really well. Wow, a truly operational battle station. Well done, Postman. That was really good. And folks, if it seems like I'm disengaged here, I'm trying to figure out a way to find the video I found earlier about how we're made of quantum particles. And suddenly that video link's not available, and I don't really understand that, unless the powers that shouldn't be didn't want us to see it.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed, because I would like to hear that.
I would too, and I can't find it anymore. It's gone. And I had it saved, and it is gone. That's happening more and more to me, I tell you.
Yeah, I wanted to know more about my quantum particles.
I know you do. Don't we all?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't listen to all of it. I listened to about half of it. It's only like 14 minutes, and I didn't listen to the part how you have to believe it with your mind, but most importantly, you had to believe it through your heart, and then apparently you can transition forward. You know, I don't know.
Well, that's the actual source of everything, whether you know it or not. It's the heart.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It interacts with your brain. It's same thing, you know, when you co-create. I mean, you actually think of it with your mind. You conceive it in